Hebrews
today. This call is being recorded.
Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 12, we're going to read from 12 to 14.
Hebrews chapter 5, starting at verse 12 through 14.
Yep.
You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what's right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong.
Wow. So it confirms that infants cannot, we all have been a babe in Christ, and we had to have it at a certain level. You know, it had to be broken down for us, you know, the basic fundamentals of the gospel, amen? But now we're expected to dive deeper. It says deep calls unto deep, amen? So started off once upon a time not too long ago as with the milk. Infants cannot and should not be expected to digest solid food. So we had to get it broken down. Milk and puree food constituted their diet. A baby cannot handle a T-bone steak, amen? So what's suitable for us would not be suitable for them. And that's how it is in the realm of the spirit. Now, there are only two periods in life where we return to a liquid diet. Basically, if someone is sick, they got to eat like a soup, right? They're unable to manage solid food, or when life comes up in age and we become frail, we lose appetite, old age, our digestive system cannot cope with turning solids into nourishment. Amen. So basically, this, as Paul was expressing, was a image of the Hebrews spiritually. This was their condition. They were behaving like infants. See, look, that's why he say, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Hey, yeah, we got the Holy Spirit to teach us, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, we are always, no matter how old we become, we're always going to be children of God because that's who we are. We are God's children. Amen. But at the same time, at a certain level, at a certain moment, he, after a while, expects us to come up a little higher. Amen. So it says, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Wow. So it wasn't that the Hebrews lacked understanding. They were just behaving like infants, and a problem arose because of a sickness in their spiritual digestive system. Now, as a result of that, undernourishment, their appetite basically for Christ was compromised, if you will. You know, it was weakening them. And their condition was critical and dangerous. They lost their appetite for Christ, and they got too weak to feed on him. How many of us have lost our appetite for Christ, our hunger, you know, being distracted by what we see? You know, in the Bible, it talks about feeding on his faithfulness. Amen. So we have to turn up the appetite for Christ. I'm not talking about our appetite in the natural. when we get hungry, grab a Snickers to satisfy hunger. No, I'm talking about for our spirit man. Our spirit man is when we feed on God's faithfulness, we feed our spirit man by the word of God. So we have to make sure that our appetite for Christ has not been compromised, because the Hebrews, they became too weak to feed on him. You know, first and foremost, they may have well indulged in things that, while not sinful in themselves, it didn't edify them, you know. So their mistake was not what they spent their time doing was wrong, but it was in allowing it to become a real vital element in their diet, you know. Our diet is important, because it says in the Bible that as a man thinketh, so is he. You know what I'm saying? And we all know you are what you eat. You are what you eat. So when we give our spirit man access to something in a lot, it can either be on some uplift, or it could be on some downgrade, malfunction, nutrition, you know. So basically, when we don't increase our taste for God's word, anything that distracts us from it tends to dull it and even spoil our appetite for Christ and the gospel. This Amen. Was the Hebrews' mistake. Their mistake, basically, it was rotting their teeth with the spoiling of sweets. Y'all remember when our parents used to tell us back in the day, right? Remember they say eating too many sweets between meals will ruin the appetite, right? I know my mama used to tell me, no, you can't have no candy or no piece of cake before you eat. You about to eat. Well, wait till you after you eat. But you know what? I wanted it right then and there. And a lot of times today, we want it now. We want that instant gratification, huh? You know? So it's kind of a lot similar to us today with them back in the day. Maybe they was taking too many calories from the kinds of food that would not enhance spiritual strength. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
Hebrews 12, verse
1, real quick. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that has been set before us. Okay, Sister Linda, go ahead, read your New Living Translation, the Amplified.
12, verse 1?
Yeah.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us.
Wow. See, we all got a race set before us. Read verse 2. Close out in verse 2.
We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion, who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne.
Hallelujah. Now look, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he's the author and finisher of our faith, right? So he's the author of Hebrews, called on Christians to keep their eyes on Jesus. The Christian who has faith will lay aside every sinful hindrance, right? And run toward Christ, just as Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame in order to attain the joy of rejoining the Father on his throne. So we Amen. Could run our race with patience. That's good. You know, because we all have a race that's been set before us. But, you know, even Paul expressed the different types of foods or the different types of conditions and behaviors that would disqualify us. We don't want to run and become disqualified. It comes with a certain attitude, amen? It comes with a certain type of maturity, because we're not running to burn out, you know. We have to run at a pace. And that pace must be set for endurance, because in the word of God, it says, him that endures to the end shall be saved. So it's not so much how I start, but it's how I finish. Amen. So look, a lot of times we've been so conditioned to live a gummy bear Christianity. That time is over. Soft and gooey, or hard and stale and chewy, right? Where the mind state is not a faith based, but it's based on I'ma do me type of mentality. Now that once was my mindset. And let me tell you something, doing me ruined me. Every time I do me, ooh-wee. Damn, burger. But what happens within that whole makeup of that mindset, it becomes, we put up walls. And the walls of strongholds are created as coping mechanisms, right? And it's basically a form of you defend sin. You defend sin, or you're defending your demons. Even when I was in the bondage of addiction, I ain't harming nobody but me. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay. I'm all right. It's just a little this or a little that. When I was a slave to the drink, after a while, it became a chore. Even when I didn't want to do it, like Paul expressed, doing things that I don't even want to do,
Amen.
But at the end of the day, how many times have we said there's nothing wrong with it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:12 and see what that say about it. Because I know I've said it so many times, man, it ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just a little sippy sip, But one is not enough and 1,000 is too many, right? I thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So we try to turn that. What we doing and knowing is wrong and that sin into ain't nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, right? So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and we'll go start verse 12. Hallelujah.
Well you go
just start off at verse 12 and then I'm gonna have you go to First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
Okay. Verse 12 says, you say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything.
Yeah.
Wow. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Okay, now make a right and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. Hallelujah. I want us to see this in the aspect of what Paul says as far as, these things. 1 Corinthians 10, 23.
1 Corinthians 10, 23 reads, you say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. Mm. You say, I'm allowed. Do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Do you want me to read it in the King James?
Yeah, you can. Wow. All things.
23 says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things do not edify.
Oh, and 24.
Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth.
Okay, so we got a couple questions to ask ourselves in this whole essence of what we're coming across. So the first thing should be, does this help our Christian life? This is what we have to consider to make it make sense. Does this help our Christian life? So when I'm confronted what's the benefit of this? How can this help my walk? You know what I'm saying? How can this strengthen my walk with Christ? And then the second question is, does this have a tendency to enslave us so that we begin to need it and therefore have developed an addiction to it, which is really a dependence upon it, whatever it may be? Does this have a tendency to enslave me so then I begin to need it and therefore have developed an addiction to it?
Yeah.
Now, when I ask these questions, I'm really processing it and counting the cost. Amen?
Yeah.
Because this is important. Let's go back to Hebrews. Chapter 6, verse
14. Okay.
Hebrews chapter 6:14 says, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply.
Yes. And then after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. And it come with discipline. See, when we have our faculties trained, it's an athletic metaphor, you know. And the blessing is practicing and basically through discernment. It's because how we're gonna overcome. We need spiritual discernment and maturity. So then the third thing we ask is, does this edify me and build me up into a mature Christian? You know, because right now the biggest adversary tactic right now, adversarial tactic, is distraction. When I'm in my five senses and I'm operating based on what I see, I'm going against the word of God, because he say for me not to live or to walk by what I see. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So does this edify me and build me into a mature Christian? And the last one is, does this help my neighbor any type of way? How does this help my neighbor? Because a lot of times we're stuck in the biggest lie, which is me, myself, and I. So basically, growing in spiritual discernment is an essential element in our spiritual maturity. And exercises that build strong, solid Christian character is the ministry and the study of the word. As we know in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, we have to be washed with the word daily. And in order for our appetite must be increased for more of God's word, because eating on what we come across maybe last year or a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago, it's not going to cut it. It says, ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the ing of the renewing means something that I must do on my part. Within my commitment daily, I have to renew my mind to God's word daily. I have to wash my mind with his word and saturate my heart and meditate on his word. Amen.
Amen.
And so another way we grow in the spirit of discernment and maturity is through worship. In John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is spirit. Therefore, we must worship him in spirit and truth. Just like we said, good morning, Holy Spirit, this morning. We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And we must have interaction with the Holy Spirit because he is the spirit of truth. Amen. So when the Father tells us to worship him in spirit and truth, you cannot do that apart from the Holy Spirit. That's why it says in Jude, and you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, it says praying in the Spirit. And the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. So when we're worshiping from spirit to spirit, we are just thanking God for who he is, and we're offering up to him what belongs to him through the fruit of our lips. The most powerful weapon is praise. And that's what makes you have an attitude full of gratitude. It says, in all things, give thanks. Our Father is so much to us. I thank God that he called the Holy Spirit a comforter.
Amen.
Because there will be times of trouble, but we are comforted by the comforter. We are consoled. We are strengthened. The Holy Spirit leads us into all edification. So, to increase the maturity in our lives, worship, but it's also fellowship. That's why I thank God for this group, of this line right here. You know, we got to keep the fellowship. And we got to keep the fellowship active, even outside of us meeting every Saturday. You know, we have to stay connected. And within that connection, we have accountability, which is very needed. Too many people right now are like, in the body of Christ are like loan sharks. You know, everybody trying to do their own thing. You know, I once was like that. I was disconnected. And as I was disconnected, I was isolated and medicated the wrong way. And that's what was a hindrance. That's what caused me to stay at an infant state for so long. But right now, in this hour, I tell you, saint, God is calling us to come up higher. Because God is preparing and equipping an army right now. So do not fear, beloved, for it is our Father's pleasure to give us the kingdom. But it comes in a diligent pursuit. It says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But we must, how bad is our pursuit? How hungry are we? How hungry are we?
As big as you want to.
Yeah. You know, in the world, they say a Snickers satisfies hunger. But no, that ain't going to cut it in the spirit. It ain't no timeouts. When we do fellowship and do the things according to the Father, he will give us rest for our souls, but we have to stay in him. We got to stay abided in him, amen? We must remain faithful, and this is how we serve the Lord day by day, you know? And it's how we grow in maturity, praying and fasting as well. You know, so as I close, I want us to pray for maturity in the body of Christ, that we will gird up the loins of our minds as deep calls onto deep, that we will go forth and go higher and come up. This is not the time for us to be stuck in a corner with a tail tucked in and hiding. No. And what's happening right now is God is even calling us to come up to a higher level and place of maturity. Because it's getting down to the point where it's either you know him or you don't. And even it says that there will be, even in the elect, a great big falling away. And a lot of the elect, so-called elect, will be deceived. So we have to make sure, saints, that we got our houses in order, that we're walking in faith and in maturity. We got to come up from them breadcrumbs. You know, it's time to eat solid foods now. Amen. I mean, the milk is good, but we got to go back to the basics and master the fundamentals. Because now we're going to have a group of people coming from all different parts of the earth that's going to look to us for a word. How often do we pass upon people that are dying, that are perishing? And you know, God, our Father, wishes that no man perish.
That's right.
And we just driving or walking over dead bodies. So we go ask God to turn up the passion with more compassion for souls, that we will be equipped on a higher level and enter into another state of maturity. Old things have passed. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. But the problem is, even though the old things have passed away, I haven't let go of the old things. I'm still stuck in my past. Why is that? It's like being on golfing and you get in a truck and you're trying to get out of the truck, or you got a car, a Jeep, and you got it in four-wheel drive and you're trying to get out the mud and the tires are spinning. But you're stuck in a ditch. Mm. A lot of things we have chosen, or we choose to refuse to let go, or give completely to Him. But it's a daily yielding. It's a daily surrendering. It's a daily, Lord, I give you my all. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. Have your way, not my way, Father, but your way. Your will be done. A lot of times with a cafeteria style of Christianity, I want this. No, I don't want that. I want this. I want that. And reality is, when we signed up for this, we supposed to take all parts. When Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, he said, and even the fellowship of his suffering. But we don't go that far to say that part, because we don't want no parts of that. Oh, we just want an easy life. We just want to do the bare minimum, tell somebody Jesus love them, and go on about our merry day. When no, we supposed to sit with them. We supposed to break bread with them. We supposed to love on them. We supposed to show them the truth, the way, and the life, who we have access to.
Amen.
Amen. So without no further time, we can start off with prayer. Father God, we come before you right now. We just thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to enter into a new state of maturity, Father. We choose right now in this hour to let go of the past, to let go of anything that has been hindering us, Lord. Forgive us for compromising our appetites, Lord God. Forgive us, Father, for feeding the flesh instead of crucifying the flesh, to satisfy a temporal hunger, Lord. Father, let us increase our dosage of Scripture. Your word says that your word is medicine unto all flesh. Let us increase in our doses. Father, let us come before you, Lord, and obtain more of your word. Increase our understanding and our level of comprehension Increase the time that we spend with you to be in your word as you reveal unto us the meaning and the importance of scripture. You say that man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Father, I decree and declare everyone under the sound of my voice has the ear of the learned, the mind of the learned, the tongue of the learned. And I thank you, Father, for resharpening our focus. We bind up every distraction in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. As deep calls unto deep, we shall go deeper into a higher place of maturity in you, Father. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I grew up and became an adult or a man, I put away those childish things. Father God, any childish things in our life that we've tried to hold on to, Father, we present any resentment to you, any unforgiveness that has hindered our growth capability, Lord. Paul said, I became all things to all men. Lord, let us have a deeper compassion and stir up the gift for souls right now, Lord. Even allow us to become more sure in the way we deal with your precious souls, Father. For it is your will that no one perish, but that all come into the knowledge of your truth, Father. And you are the truth, you are the way, and you are the life. So, Father God, I thank you that we shall grow in maturity. Sharpen up our focus. Let us have laser beam focus. You say to write the vision down and make it plain. Father, let us not in these days go to the left or the right or be deviated or led astray. Father, let us press on toward the mark of higher calling, forgetting those things which lie behind us, Father. And so I thank you, Father, for equipping your saints, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we just release it all at your feet right now. Father, let us go higher and turn off all distractions and any excuses. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Shall I say it?
Gloria para siempre.
Se quiere. Anybody else want to pray? Feel free to intercede. Maturity in the body of Christ right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Linda?
Father God, we just bless you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for the man of God, Lord God, which the vessel that you use to give us understanding that, Lord God, we need to be more focused on our maturity, Father God. And we just pray for the body of Christ at large, Lord God, that you would help us to pray for one another, Lord God. Help keep one another accountable, Father God.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will learn how to transition from just milk, Lord God, although it's good, but the transition in, Lord God, to our maturity, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you that we are cultivating, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, every opportunity we get to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, that we may be rooted and grounded, Lord God, in your love, Lord God, the depths, Lord God, of your love, Father God. And so we pray, Lord God, that we will, Lord, consider others more than ourselves, Lord God.
Yes.
And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, holding each other accountable, Father God, caring for those who are without you, Father God, the souls, Lord God. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us, Lord God, to mature to the point, Lord God, where we're considering others more than ourselves, Lord God. We bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that as we are accountable to what we've heard today, we ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen us, Lord God. Strengthen us to be able, Lord God, to come up a little higher, Lord God, like the man of God said. Lord God, help us to do so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just bless you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Linda.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my Father. We give you all glory and honor, Father God. There is no one beside you, Father God. There is no one above you, Father God. You are the one and only true God, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this communion with you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you're such a loving Father, Lord, that you provide for us, Father God, daily. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that when we are weak, you are strong. You are strong, Father God. And we can lean into your strength, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us weak and small, Father God, but that you, Father God, through your word, through spending time with you in your presence, Father God, you strengthen us, Lord. You said that your joy is our strength, Father God, that our strength comes from your joy. What a precious, beautiful thing, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that being in your presence, Father God,
hallelujah,
does some beneficial things to us. Lord, thank you Lord, for the word that you provide. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit, the comforter. Thank you for the salvation that you provide, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that eating meat requires more of us, Father God, because you have to the right utensils. You have to choose. You have to put in the time to get out of the kitchen. Father God, that is where we are, Father God, that we would step into the streets that you have for us, Father God. And that you have called us to call others to you, Father God, that you have called us to be that beautiful, sweet, smelling fragrance, Father God, to those around us. God, that we would be the smell of that prime rib, Father God, that leads people to the table, Father God, to come
hallelujah
and eat of you, my God, of the abundance you have provided for those that you love, Father God. Oh, Lord, that we wouldn't take it lightly, Father God, that we wouldn't take lightly our positions in your kingdom, Father God,
hallelujah,
being watchmen, being prayerful.
Thank you,
Father,
Father,
being your hands and feet, Father God, and those that are willing to open wide our mouths to tell people of your love and your mercy and your grace, Father God, and of the coming judgment of this world, Father God.
Yes.
Your brother said, it is not your will that any would perish, God. Or else you wouldn't have sent your own son that you love, Father God. Your will that none would perish, Father God. And let us remember, Father God, that our purposes for being on this earth are not to just live out a good life. Our purpose for being on this earth is to bring more children into your family. It's to increase your family, Father God.
Yes,
it's to worship and adore you, Father God, who is worthy. That is our purpose. Not to get a big house or the nice fancy car, my Father.
Hallelujah.
But it is to love. It is to be your image here on earth. Oh, Father, we can't do it without you, Father, because we're so selfish. We're so aware of our own self. Lord, let us help us to empty ourselves, Father God.
Yes, Father.
So that you can fill us, so that you can speak through us, so that you can love others through us, so that you can heal others through us, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
For the opportunity that you lay before us every single day. Lord, don't let us mess it up. Help us, Father God. Set a watch over our mouths, Father God. Set our minds, Father God. Our minds wouldn't want from you, Father God. Set a watch over our mouths, Lord, that we wouldn't speak unless it's you speaking, Father God. Help us, Lord. Help us know that we are but dust. That with you, Father God, oh, hallelujah, glory to you, Father God. We love you so much, Lord, and we thank you for your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are available to us any moment of the day, and you are closer than the air that we breathe.
Hallelujah.
And we give glory and honor, Father God. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Rose, pray.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We say good morning, Holy Spirit, and we welcome you, Father. Forgive us, Father. We've confessed when we have been lackadaisical and in not spending time with you and not just getting ourselves a little bit of milk when we should be on meat, Father God. Forgive us, Lord, when we were supposed to give meat to those who are ready, or us just saying Jesus loves you, Father, and then we know that they needed more. Forgive us when we've just passed like the Samaritan. Instead of being a good Samaritan, we're on our way doing our own thing, Father. Thank you, Father, for this word. Father, thank you, Father, for chastening us, Father, when we know you're our Father, we're your children, and that you're always redirecting us, Father, into your way, into righteousness, Father. Search our hearts, Father, so that any wicked way within us, it shall be removed. We give it to you, Father, and Lord, when it comes to your word, Holy Spirit, just reveal to us those who are the elect and those who are the babies in Christ within ourselves, Holy Spirit. Just bring to mind everybody that we need to intercede for and give us the strength and the wisdom and the understanding and the word of knowledge of what to intercede for and pray for those that you bring to our mind, Father, and that we faithfully grow stronger, that, Father, you teach our hands to warn our fingers to fight, not just for our own selfish desires or needs, but for others, Father, especially the elect in these times, especially the babies in Christ in these times. And we thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing, Father, and that you increase our wisdom, Lord, so we can walk with those that aren't saved yet, Father, not even just the babies or the backsliders, Father. Teach us more of your word, more of your love, more of your holiness, more of your righteousness, everything, Father, that we need to be equipped with, and where we fall and we're whatever it is, being distracted, Father, just show us how, give us the strength, be bold as lions when you call us to be bold, and to have the discernment and the strength to cast down every imagination, to cast down and come against every principality in the name of Jesus. And that we shall be effective for your work, Father. Send laborers, both Prophet David and Prophet Armstrong and Ronnie and Linda and Angie and everyone on this line, all of us that are your children, Father, send us more laborers so that we let us be effective and have more laborers to do your will, Father, do your work on this earth before your coming. So we just thank you, you're doing a new thing in our lives, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we just love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
so much,
people of God, for your cooperation this morning. We really appreciate
it.
And we just wanted to just remind you to go and register for January 2nd. And for 2022, we are looking forward to coming together in one place, amen, so that the word of the Lord can be released through the man of God. He's been shutting in for some time, and he's got the word of the Lord in his mouth for us to continue our journey, amen. And so we just want to remind you to go register if you're in the LA or California, or even next to us, even Texas. If you can get to us, get there. And it's at 7 p.m. Amen. On January 2nd. So we want you to go to ignitefiretoday.com to go register as soon as possible. Even if you bring a guest, have them register. It's free registration. We really appreciate it. And next week, we're going to have Pastor Denise, who is on the line. She's going to lead us in prayer next week. So get your pens and pads and be ready to receive once more. And I hope I'm not forgetting anything. Oh, also, I want to let you know, if you are in the LA area, at 1307 East Compton Boulevard is going down on the 20th. We are giving out the toys for our toy drive, and we want to thank everyone who have given. You still have time to give. You can go to the website if you want to give monetarily, or if you want to go get a gift of a toy and bring it to 1307 East Compton Boulevard at, Fridays from 12 to 2, and also on Saturdays. Seeing that there are certain circumstances, we ask for you to call us first. If you have our number, give us a call so we can make sure we can get to you. And so we are so excited we get to put a smile on the face of a child this year, okay? This is what's on the heart of God. He wants to be a blessing to the children, to make them smile. Seeing that we all have been through this time of pandemic, you know, a lot of the children has been really attacked in this season. So we just want to continue to lift them before the Lord. And also we want to just be obedient to what God has said, to put a smile on their face this year. All right. So I'm going to pray a backlash prayer and retaliation. Amen. And then we're going to get ready. Well, if you had any last words, man of God?
Also, I just want to let everyone know that this call is recorded. If you want the playback, we'll send it to you. Also, all the messages are on our website. You can go there and also check those out to all our teachings that are recorded. Amen. God bless
you. Hey, keep it moving.
Minister Ronnie, did you have anything you want to say?
Oh, any prayer requests, make sure you do the prayer request.
Any prayer requests?
Yeah, this is Brother Kwame, hallelujah, or a.k.a. Hallelujah Hadnot is what I'm called.
Hallelujah Hadnot.
Yeah, I was getting a name change on a prayer line that I minister on, and they called me Hallelujah Hadnot. But keep my daughter, Aja, in prayer. I don't know what's going on with my daughter. I've been trying to reach out to her. Matter of fact, I talked to her before Thanksgiving weekend. Then I called her like on Thanksgiving. I think I called like 3 days in a row just to follow up. So I called her on Thanksgiving Day, no phone call. I left the message for her on that Friday and on that following Saturday. And then I get a text from her mother saying, give our daughter some space. I didn't understand what that meant. And so I was like, well, what are you talking about? She was like, she said that you called her four times today. I said, no, I didn't call her at all today. I said, I called on Thanksgiving, and I told her, you know, what was in my phone log. And so whatever's going on with my daughter in regards to our relationship, I have no idea. But as a father, I have every right to check on my baby. You know, she's a young adult. She's 23. She's out of state. You know, I'm in Texas. She's in Virginia. So just keep my baby lifted. I don't know where she's at in her relationship with the Lord as well. And so just keep her in prayer as well as her mother, because her mother is a practicing Buddhist who was once walking with the Lord back in the day. So I just want to keep her and her mother and her sister in prayer for their salvation. so that they won't be lost. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to keep my story. My mother's Shalay, and my daughter's name is Aja. Mm-hmm. And then her sister's name is Delilah. So they all live together out there in Virginia, Danville, Virginia.
I want to play for that this morning.
Okay. Do we hang up?
Yes, we can.
All right.
Great. One thing. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Go ahead and pray.
Oh, okay. We praying? All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for working it out right now, Lord God, for you know what the need is. And we lift up Brother Q right now in regards to the connection and the relationship with his daughter, Aja. I pray, Father, that wherever she is, that you be with her and that she is covered and protected, that you will even send someone in her company of space to minister your word and spread your fragrance and show her the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. And that you would allow her her mind to be guarded and her just give her strength and order her footsteps. And I just pray that she would know you, Lord, and she would come into that she would have a divine encounter, Lord, that you would remove or lift any veil. But I also pray for reconciliation to manifest, where she would actually reach out and call her dad, Brother Q, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You can reach anyone, Lord. So, Father, we just come in agreement. Your word says, "Where two or three or more are gathered in your name, right here in the midst." Lord. So I thank you for your keeping power, and I thank you for your unfailing love. And, Lord, we decree and declare, as you level the mountains and make every crooked path straight, that there shall be some contact made, and you shall get a hold of the knowabouts and whereabouts of his daughter, Lord God, Aja. And I even come against the spirit of strife and division, or hatred, or whatever it may be, of resentment or unforgiveness, that you will break all that up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for your infilling love, Lord. I thank you that all things are made new, and a new thing is beginning right now. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We even pray for Shalay and her salvation, Lord, that you would that she would get into contact with you, Lord, as far as you send a laborer, somebody, Lord, to sow a seed and to minister your truth unto her, Lord God, and even her sister as well. We just pray for that whole household, Lord God. Save your household. Salvation come forth right now. And, Lord God, we just thank you. Remove the veil right now, Lord God. Oh, that they will be introduced unto you, Lord. Taste the Lord and see that he is good. Oh, Father, open up their eyes and remove the scales. And I just thank you, Father, for turning this thing around. And we reverse the curse. And we speak right now upon this matter. We speak light upon every soul that's involved right now, Lord. And I thank you that at that appointed time, real soon, I just should reach out and call her father in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for salvation. And just have your way, Lord God, and we send it up with the blood of Jesus right now.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
I thank you, Father, that it is so. And we believe that we receive what we ask for, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we just come. We just thank you, Lord God, for this time and prayer. We pray against all backlash, retaliation as a result, Lord God, of the word being released. But
yes,
we release, Lord God, the word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And, Lord God, every word that formed against us is condemned right now in the name of Jesus, because your word says so. And so we thank you, Lord God, for we are your redeemed, and we say so. And so we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person. And, Lord God, even the unuttered prayers, Lord God, that no one has
us to pray for, but Lord, you know what they had need of even before they asked. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are moving by your spirit on their behalf. We send forth the angels to go war on their behalf. We send forth the angels to go get everything that belongs and to them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, restrain upon our adversaries right now in the name of Jesus. That you have no weapon to form against us that will prosper. And so we just thank God for the angels of the Lord that are sent about and camped around about us as we are your children that fear you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And so we thank you, Lord God, that we are protected and covered. And as we go throughout our week, Lord God, we continue to declare Psalms 91 over ourselves. Lord God, we say of you, Lord God, that you are our refuge and you are our fortress. And so we thank you, Lord God, that we are protected from anything, any sickness or disease that is out there, Lord God, that's a roaring lion seeking whom it may devour. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that this circle of people, Lord God, are advanced in our protection, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that's speaking on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we pray, Lord God, for the men of God, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Ronnie and his wife. We pray, Lord God, towards their direction, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, keep them and this week in perfect peace as they keep their minds stayed on you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're increasing them more and more, that you are, Lord God, giving them, Lord God, the peace that passes all understanding for this week in the name of Jesus. We thank you and bless you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their life. We pray for the man of God, David Armstrong. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with him even in this time until the January 2nd, that you continue to download, Lord God, your wisdom in his heart, Lord God, that he may release it to the people. In the matchless name of Jesus, we bless you and praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. You have anything else you want to say, Bonnie?
No, I just want to say everybody have a blessed day. Have a great weekend. Let's go forth and in Yahshua's authority. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. So we'll see you the same channel, same bad time. Amen. Next week. So we love you with the love of the Lord. See you next week, Saturday at 7 a.m. with Pastor Denise. Amen.
Amen. Bless you all. Somebody. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
We love
God bless.
You guys.
Bonnie for the word.
God bless.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God be given all the glory. Amen.
Love you, Linda.
Thank you, Sister Linda. Love you. Sister Kathy, bless you.
Love you.
Bless you.
Everybody bless in the Lord.
Brother Chris.
Love
you. Yeah. Amen. Amen.